You know, after all of this rain, we're going to need a little exercise. We're all going to have a little cabin fever. So you might want to show up in Courthouse Square on Saturday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. for the Santa Rosa Women's March. Leslie Graves is the organizer of this march. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, good to see
Definitely.
You.
Definitely.
What are the women marching about?
Oh, we are carrying the torch from 2017 when Trump was sworn in. We showed up in millions across the country and the globe the next day right afterwards. We're continuing that in 2019. Expect to see about 4,000 or 5,000 people in downtown Santa Rosa in Courthouse Square. And we're there for women's rights. But women's rights include human rights. Because let's talk about it.
I mean, you can't have one without the other.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're talking about the environment. We're talking about education. We're talking about furthering science. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about all of those things because women, we're the moms, right? You know, whether you have kids or not, you have that instinct to bring everybody along with you. So human rights, first and foremost, right alongside women's rights.
Yeah, there's no distinction of that. Will there actually be a march to the square, or how does that work?
Yeah, great question. There will be a march at noon from the square back to the square. So we've got a little route that will have closed streets. All the businesses have been told downtown. We have police presence that is going to come and help us out, and
so
lots of volunteers.
So will it be like down 3rd Street and around to 4th Street to the
Correct.
Square?
Correct, yeah. Okay. Down 3rd Street. And then down D Street over to 4th, then 4th back to the square. It's about a third of a mile, so that makes it really accessible to more people.
Yeah, to be able to do that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. No matter what your ambulatory skills are that morning, you can come out and march. And prior to that 12 o'clock march, we have a 10 a.m. Gathering in the square where we have free sign making, we have music, we have children's activities. Over 20 community groups will be out there. And at 11 o'clock, we have our speakers, which we're very, very excited. I have a little exclusive for you on
that
one.
Very good. I'm curious to find out who's going to be speaking on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we have a great group of women. Their voices are representing people throughout the county, and our exclusive this morning, something that folks don't know. It just came about last night, although I've been working on it for a while now. Mm-hmm. You may remember Sandy McLennan. She was the woman, the person that was at the 2017 fire press conferences, and she was doing sign language that everybody absolutely fell in love with Sandy.
I absolutely know who you're talking about now.
Exactly. Yeah. Sandy is going to be a speaker. Now, Sandy
is
deaf.
Not a signer, but a speaker.
That's right.
Okay.
So she's on the speaking panel now, and she is going to be signing, and then there's going to be interpretation for us to hear her voice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we will have...
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
Instead of interpreting somebody else's words...
Exactly.
She'll
exactly.
be able to speak her own.
Yes, and we will have sign interpreters there from CQ Communique, Sign Language Interpretation. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be there, two of them, and we also have a bevy of speakers, including Rabbi Stephanie Kramer from Congregation Shamra Torah, mm-hmm. Victoria Fleming, Esther Lemus, Marta Cruz. Those three right there, as you know, are newly anointed council members in their cities, Santa Rosa, Windsor, and Cloverdale. Also, very excited to hear from Raquel Myers and Jaden Lim. They're representing the Pomo Indian Indigenous Tribe. Raquel is a lead staff attorney for the National Indian Justice Center. And Jaden Lim, she is going to blow everyone away.
Really?
She is the youth tribal ambassador for the California Indian Museum and Cultural Center. And in 2016, went and spoke with Michelle Obama. So we are very pleased to have her.
Yeah, that's quite the lineup.
Right? And there's more. There's Celeste Austin from The Living Room. There's Lindsay Rose Bertina from the Meta Center for Nonviolence. Mandy Brooks, the Executive Director for Women in Music Collective. And our co-MCs, two young ladies that I know that you love, which are Tyler Avery Lewis, 2018 Miss Sonoma County, and Pinkio Funksa, 2018 Miss Sonoma County Outstanding Teen, are our co-MCs.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear about that, because those young women have, you know, spend a lot of time out in the community, obviously.
Yes.
And after their appointments to those roles, but they don't really often have a chance to speak their truths.
and they all will be speaking their truths. They are not directed as to what to say. I simply ask them to come and to speak, and then they get to speak to their truth, which is absolutely fantastic and wonderful.
Yeah.
And it represents our community, because this is a very diverse and inclusive group of women. And then, of course, we have those 20 nonprofit groups and community groups out in the square as well. So lots of voices being represented.
And that's the way it should be. Once in a while, Leslie, I worry that that so many positions, so many causes, so many directions, when all of those are covered, do you ever worry that one singular message will be lost?
You know, I think of it like this, and I think that's a great question, and there has been some controversy nationally with some voices being lost potentially. First and foremost, the Santa Rosa event and all the local Northern California, Sonoma County events are independent. They're 100% volunteer run. They are not directed by the national level leaders. They are not supported financially or organized by those leaders. And we want to make sure that we're looking at the long haul. This event started in 2017. It occurred again in 2018.
Yes.
It's happening this year. And guess what? In 2020, when we're celebrating the 100th year of women being able to vote in this country, we're going to have the Women's March again, along with a bevy of events in Sonoma County to celebrate that accomplishment. So we want all those voices to be represented, and they might not happen up on stage, but they happen throughout the square by the people participating, by our volunteers, by our sponsors, by our community groups, by the speakers. So, and they are going to be represented throughout those years of the event. It is a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, the
unfortunately,
the notion of, you know, having it every year so that it's indoctrinated,
that's all
of our consciousness and things like that makes perfect sense. And I'm glad about the march. I remember I was at last year's event, and I remember some of the older participants were like, "Hey, when are we marching? Where's the march of the Women's March?" So I'm thrilled that there's going to be a march this
thank
year,
you,
too.
Thank you. Yeah. The march is an essential item. Last year, we weren't able to fit it in because it was a late organization rally to make it happen with 3 weeks before the event.
We
kind of all looked at each other and said, "Oh, we got to throw this event."
Yeah.
And so we made it happen. This year, we are taking over the streets and really excited to make that happen. And we've got a great group of people. Everybody has been so supportive. Great sponsors out there, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, the Commission on the Status of Women, Sonoma County, Santa Rosa Democratic Club, the National Organization for Women in Sonoma County, just to name a few.
Yeah, just to name a few. So let's talk about the bottom line particulars for those who are interested in coming, and also for those who might be affected by the road closures, et cetera. What time does it get started?
So the march itself will get started at 12 o'clock. So
but the event itself will be much earlier than that.
The event starts at 10 a.m. in the square. You'll see us setting up before that.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm going to be out there as the dawn is coming up. So at 10 a.m., the event will start. The rally and the program speakers will start at 11. The march will start at 12, and we conclude at 1:30. Now, you're going to see the roads close at 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
That affects 3rd Street. That affects, and that's only the westbound lanes from Courthouse Square to D.
Yeah.
And then all of D Street from 3rd to 4th, and 4th, all of 4th Street from D to Courthouse Square. And that starts at 11:30 and goes until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And we will have barricades, we'll have volunteers, and like I said, a police presence is there to protect everybody starting at noon.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. It sounds like a pretty exciting day.
It is so exciting, and it's really quite an honor to be able to have an event like this in Santa Rosa. So just want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank everybody for volunteering. And I definitely want to thank the city of Santa Rosa for making it such a pleasant opportunity to be able to have this
in
the square.
That's what the square was reunified for.
That's right.
So yes, good for the city of Santa Rosa.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And let's talk about, is there a website? Is there a Facebook page that people can go to and find out some more information?
You know, we work really, really lean. So there is a Facebook event page. Just go to Facebook and go ahead and put in the search browser right there, Women's March Santa Rosa. You could even do it backwards, Santa Rosa Women's March. It's going to come up with our page. It's going to come up with the event. You'll find out all about us. It is well posted on there.
Very good.
Of the information.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need. So it is, again, Saturday morning beginning at 10 a.m. in the square, and then it'll last until about 1:30.
That's right.
On Saturday afternoon. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there.
Thank you. And everybody's invited. Women, men.
Babies. Yeah.
Families, allies, non-binaries. You know, so everybody is welcome and everybody can be represented.
And Leslie is right. There is a big year coming up next year, 2020. Of course, there's this presidential election thing that's happening. Also, it is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And there is action underfoot to make note of that and be able to commemorate and celebrate that event really all next year, all 2020.
Yeah. And Sonoma County, what a great birthplace of women's history.
It
and
is.
And honoring it. So again, honored to be a part of this and ready to take to the streets on Saturday, January 19th.
Absolutely. We will be there for you and we'll keep you apprised too. We'll remind you as we get closer to the weekend about what's happening on Saturday. Leslie, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for the time.
See you Saturday.
All right.